Hi, Millie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah? What are you doing?
Sitting on the chair.
Yeah, just sitting on a chair?
Uh-huh.
Are you doing anything else fun?
I don't know.
You don't know? Are you going to watch a movie tonight?
Uh-huh.
What are you going to watch?
Oh, sorry, that was Zabba on TV.
What was that, Millie?
I don't know.
She's watching Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh, okay.
With the Yo Gabba Gabba live.
The rain is falling.
All around.
That's the only Yo Gabba Gabba song I know.
What?
Yeah, remember we listened to it in the car.
Well, that's all we're going to listen to on the way to, on the cruise.
Oh, good. I can hear me again.
Oh, no, you can't.
Yep.
Wait, hold on. Do-do-do. How about now?
Who are you?
Don't start.
Who are you?
That was Millie singing Who Are You by The Who. Who?
Are you?
Who?
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 I may have to sing that at karaoke.
Yeah, that's
good. Who are you?
I'm Adam. Who are you?
Millianna.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Millie. I think your mac and cheese is ready to go.
Okay.
If it's still too hot, let me know, okay? All right. I'm recording here. Let's,
Mac and cheese.
Let's...
I can hear me again. What the heck, Dave?
I don't know.
It's fine.
Let's mac and cheese.
All right.
And here we are, another Waste of Podcast, show number, is this 140?
It might be.
It is now.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! Show number 140. I'm Dave, your host, here in a room by myself. All the way across to the Midwest is my good friend and sparring partner, Adam.
That's right.
We're sparring it up. We're gonna box. So,
oh, good thing we're doing it right now.
Yes, this is our sparring practice. Part-time Ryan is supposed to call in at around the bottom of the hour.
Middle of the hour? Right?
Oh, it's the bottom.
Really?
The top of the hour is...
7?
It's still a little bit hot. My mac and cheese is a little bit hot.
That's bad,
you heard
isn't it?
You heard it here first. Crafty Sarah is working this evening, and bodacious redhead Aaron is not feeling well. She's a little under the weather. Millie, don't eat the microphone. So, that just leaves me and Adam and precocious Milliana. Milliana, say hi.
Hi.
So, welcome to another Waste of a Podcast.
That's right.
Please go to awapodcast@gmail.com. Send us emails and questions, as well as go to our awoa.wordpress.com to go to our webpage to get all the shows we've done. And that's about all I've got to say on that.
Oh, good.
Adam, you know what I did today?
What'd you do?
After weeks of promising, I finally posted Dave and Nick wander through a large Swedish big box store.
Oh.
So people can...
We went to IKEA,
and now people can download it and listen to what had happened,
and experience it in all its glory.
In all its glory, and like I said, it's a bonus show, so you can't complain about the content.
That's right. So quit complaining.
Quit your bitching. You got an extra show this week.
Right.
Hopefully, one of many on the road shows, or not on the road. Is it on the road? On shows on the road.
Well, we're going to make a couple when we go on the cruise, right?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We've got, let's see, in the chat room right now, we got Super Contributor Matt.
Super Contributor.
And we've got Lori, longtime fan Lori.
That's right.
You guys are here at a perfect time because we are going to be doing a shotgun show because we only have about an hour.
Right.
Matt says, Andy wants to know when he and Millie are going out on the town.
When are they going to?
I don't know. Whenever they come back to Florida, I guess.
Well, when they come back to Florida, Super Contributor Matt, come back to Florida.
Come back to Florida. I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. He also said, I am your host, your ghost host. So to any of our downloaders out there, anyone who happens to work with me, if you're listening, if you're listening live or if you're listening downloading later on, if you happen to see a black iPod with black headphones wrapped around them,
it's
my iPod, and it's somewhere at work.
Ay, caramba.
Indeed.
Why would you do that, Dave?
I don't know. Sarah has not said she's mad, but I can tell she's mad.
Yeah.
She's wanted me to go back to work twice to go and find it.
Yeah, you lost your iPod.
I can't go back there.
You can't?
I can, but I can't.
So can't you text someone that's working there now?
It's been 2 days. I texted people who were there, and I also posted on our private website for our private Facebook page for all of the people who work there. To keep an eye out for it, but have had zero responses.
Yikes.
So fuck all of you people.
Yeah, they all have it.
They all...
they're just listening. They're taking turns listening to it.
They're all listening to A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan. And Danny
that's all that's on there?
Danny Bonaducci and Jonathan Brandmeier, and then a bunch of hair metal.
Oh.
As well as Yo Gabba Gabba and and Frozen.
Well, as long as that's on there.
Hey, Super Contributor Matt will be in town right when we come back from our cruise.
Really?
Yes. So you won't see
October 7th?
Well, that weekend. So we'll miss the first few days of their in-towning. Because we'll be out of town. Adam, what's going on with you?
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real up in the field?
I taught an improv class this afternoon.
Ooh.
At a school where there was ages 8 to 12, it was interesting.
Yeah, I bet.
Some kids are just assholes. I think they're just inherent assholes.
I think it's hard to concentrate.
I guess.
I mean, how long was the class?
Just an hour and 15 minutes.
Hour and 15, and did they volunteer for this class?
No.
So they had to be there.
But this was like this within the first 2 minutes of me being there.
They were already assholes?
We hadn't even started anything, and they were just running around and talking, and I was teaching them swing, and this one little girl looks at me and goes, "This is boring." and I was like, well, that's because you haven't stopped talking to actually play the game. You know, if I could keep going instead of having to stop and say, "Hey, be quiet," then we can actually play the game. Then she was like, "Does anybody else think this is boring?" And no one said anything. But
wow.
She's just like standing there.
Wow.
I'm like, "You're a little asshole."
You should have been like, "Oh, you want to see boring? You sit in the corner with your back face to us."
I should have said, "I've got something for you. Go to hell." That's boring.
Go fuck yourself.
Yep.
Tell that to your mom.
Right?
Yikes. Why would you say
that's
that?
At a very Christian school, would have gone over well.
Yeah, you would have said that as you were walking out.
Right. Except I got to go back next Monday. So I'll say it the Monday after.
Hopefully.
I'll say it next Monday.
I'm sure they're not because I know nobody listens, but hopefully they're not listening to any of their parents or not listening to the show.
Oh, no. They would not listen to anything that has explicit ratings.
Yeah, and we're
good.
We're very explicit.
We're good. I didn't even know who this person was other than she was obnoxious.
Well, F her. The heifer. F her the heifer. Well, all right. Well, I've got, that's, besides my iPod being missing, I don't have much going on. I taught a class last week as well.
You did?
I did. Not improv, though. Not improv.
Oh, okay.
I taught a class about merchandise role standards.
Yeah? How'd that go?
Apparently, well, I didn't realize it at the time. We had an hour and 15 minutes to do this class, just like you, except it was two of us. And one of our managers, she did it with me. So she did the first 30 minutes, and I did the next 45 minutes.
Okay.
I could not believe I talked for 45 minutes.
When
it was over, I couldn't believe I talked for 45 minutes. And
really?
Yeah, I mean, it was like, oh my God, that was 45 minutes. It went by so fast. I mean, I can tell by the looks on people's faces that it was 45 minutes. the guy who was sleeping in the back row, I could tell he knew it was 45 minutes. But I knew he was going to fall asleep at some point because he kept standing up.
Oh, yeah. You know he's done then.
And this guy's never going to make it. And, you know, it's rough because it was the end of his work day. I knew that much, too, because it was towards the end of the day. So most of those people were just going to leave this class and go home.
Right. They don't want to be there.
They don't want to be there. They don't want to listen to this asshole talking about how you're supposed to do your job, something that your own managers aren't going to enforce.
Right.
But at one point, we're talking about something that we do with a stocking, okay? And we pull these stock lists. And I'm just kind of going through the slides, and I mentioned that really quickly, and everyone went, oh, that those stock lists are terrible. They don't work.
Oh, no.
Everyone's going on and on and on. And so I'm explaining to them how it worked and how we made it work, blah, blah, blah. And at the end, I said, when you're done with this class, you should go back to your managers and you should tell them we should try it again. And then I said, "What? Who am I? I can't force you to do anything." And then after the class was over, I'm like, oh, shit. That's my job in this class. I'm supposed to make them go back and do these things.
Right.
I just told them not to do it.
You blew it.
I did blew it. I'm not a good teacher.
No. Clearly, Dave. I mean, not good at all.
I did not go to teaching school.
You didn't?
I did not. No. I did not. Hey, do you want to hear some, do you want to go through some news?
Yeah.
Because we're just going to go, I don't think this is Hollywood news, but America's Top 40, Casey Kasem passed away, right?
Yes.
And you may have heard the craziness that was going on with his wife and Casey's children.
I have.
At one point when they were taking Casey away, she was throwing meat at them. Did you hear about that part?
Sorry, you cut out.
Oh, sorry. She Casey Kasem's wife was throwing meat at Casey's daughter.
Oh, what a...
Because okay, she was calling them...
She's crazy.
She was calling them animals, and they deserve meat. So Casey Kasem dies, and everything's cool. And they're getting ready for the funeral, and her daughter was getting a restraining order against the wife to stay away from the body. And when she got to the funeral home, the body is gone.
Right? Where did it go?
Casey Kasem is missing again. His wife...
Yet again.
His wife took him.
I'm almost feeling like he's just looking for attention now. You know, why even pay attention to the same way? He's just doing all this to get some press.
So? Just from the afterlife?
Right.
His wife...
Why else would he be doing it,
his
Dave?
His wife stole his body.
Yeah.
His wife stole his body... And in a statement said he isn't missing.
Batshit crazy.
Yeah,
that's what she is.
Yes. So, I don't know. I don't know how you would like to be buried. I would just like to be incinerated immediately.
Me too.
I don't want to deal with any of this nonsense.
Put me in an urn. There you go.
Before or after the incineration?
Well, probably after.
Okay.
It'd be a pretty big urn if they were.
It may still be.
Goo!
He's overweight. Just a little bit, though, right? You're losing weight.
Right. Trying to.
You're running, I've been told.
Yes, I am running a lot.
Are people chasing after you?
Nope.
It would make you easier.
Running.
You know, isn't there an app out there that tells you that zombies are chasing you?
Yes, and it tells you, okay, they're catching you, and then you're like,
and you gotta run faster.
Gotta run faster.
You should get that.
I don't want that nonsense.
You should get
that.
I don't
want people like giving me motivation. I just wanna listen to my music and run. That's all I want.
Oh. I need motivation. If I'm just listening to music, I'm gonna stop running.
And fake zombies would do it?
Because I'm not gonna turn around. I don't wanna see them.
They're fake zombies, Dave.
You don't know that.
Okay. You're right, I don't.
The app is telling me they're real.
Yeah, and the app might actually send them out. That would be scary.
Adam?
Yeah?
Does music mean anything to you? This is the Rockford Files.
Oh, then no, it doesn't.
No. James Garner has passed away.
He did.
I'm wondering, did we ever talk about him?
I don't think we did.
Damn it! And our celebrity.
But I really liked him in that movie Maverick. I never watched a TV show, but I really liked the movie.
With Mel Gibson?
Yep.
I don't remember seeing the whole thing.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it? All right.
And that other girl.
Towards the end of his life, though, James Garner was only known for hating Howard Stern.
Oh, really?
He would go on Jay Leno and talk for a few minutes about something, and then Jay Leno would be like, hey, did you hear what Howard Stern did? And then he would go on for 15 minutes about how he hated Howard Stern.
Oh, goodness.
And how Howard Stern was the downfall of America. But apparently he has a long list of things that he's done. He was in the army in Korea. He got a Purple Heart.
Ooh, nice.
Who are you?
Yeah, I hear a voice.
I'm Adam.
He was in Maverick, Rockford Files. He was in movies.
Right?
An accomplished man.
He was in My Fellow Americans.
Yes. I was trying to remember the name of that movie with
Jack Lemmon.
And Dan Aykroyd.
Yes, that's right.
They were ex-presidents.
Dan Aykroyd became the new president,
yes,
right?
He was the president and they were the ex-presidents.
That's right.
So
that's sad.
It is sad. He was an actor.
He was an actor.
And rich people shouldn't die.
He did actor things. He did actor things.
He did actor things. Say it again.
Adam, huh? Where are you?
I'm at my house. I know.
But
So crazy.
So, yep, James Garner passed away. 86 years old.
Young Dave.
Are you going to live to 86, Adam?
No. God, no. I'll be lucky if I make it to 50.
What?
Yeah.
You have to make it to 50. We're doing this show.
Till I'm 50?
Yeah, at least.
I guess that's only 14 years away.
Exactly. It is thundering outside.
It is?
Oh, yeah. It's rain crazy over here.
Oh, no kidding. It's very pleasant. It's been the most pleasant week ever. It was, I think, the high of 82 last week.
Jesus.
But now, tomorrow, it's going to be 97. Which is going to be miserable
and
hot.
Sticky humid.
Yep.
I'm glad I'm
then
here.
Then the day after that will be like 83.
I'm glad I'm here. There's palm trees here. There's palm trees here. You know what I'm
that, there is.
You know what? I'm glad I'm here in February.
Yeah.
When I don't have to shovel my car out of snow.
That's right.
Snowmageddon.
There's so much snow here, too. Last winter was so awful for that.
I know.
Terrible.
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 Lori just wrote snow.
I know.
I want to visit it, but I don't want to live in it again.
Yeah, I bet if, you know, once I'd be out of it, I'd be like, yeah, kind of done with that. So I was thinking today.
You were thinking
about ideas, Dave. Ideas that could make me money.
Make you money?
Yeah, like making life easier ideas. How much do you think people would be willing to pay if I could invent crustless bread?
Aren't you sure?
Do you think somebody would like that?
I think people would love
because
that.
Because I'm always cutting crust off the bread, and it's like, come on.
But isn't there already...
What if I invented crustless bread?
I feel like someone's already invented that.
How? Dave?
I'm sure there's a machine that cuts the crust off once it
you bake the bread and there's crust on it.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's a machine that cuts the crust off.
I guess.
Well, how is your machine going to do it? Or how?
But I'm not
it?
Saying I'm not saying I'm going to create a machine. I'm going to create a way to bake it with crust off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wrap your brain around that one.
I'm looking it up here. Is there such a thing as crustless bread? Millie's lost her mind, by the way.
That sounds like it.
Is there such a thing as crustless bread, or is it just a myth?
And?
They said they make... Someone said they make it. They don't, just don't remember who.
Someone said what?
So someone posted... Crustless every day. Joquette. J-A-C-Q-U-E-T.
Not buying it, Dave.
It says...
If I can't pronounce it, I'm not buying it. We're going to get the grun bread.
The grun bread.
Crustless grun bread.
I don't know how that sounds either.
Hmm.
It says, who are we?
Who are we?
Our approach has always been simple. From great wheat comes great bread.
Not buying it,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah. You know, I'm posting this on the Facebook page as we speak.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying. I don't trust their product.
Why not? Well, okay. That's one money.
Do you?
Of course I do.
No,
it exists.
You don't.
Oh, I don't know. Matt says they're Uncrustables, but those are the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that have no crust.
Right.
So
that's more like a pita pocket,
that's
right?
Different. Yes. Talk about your next money making idea to nobody. I'll be right back.
Oh, great. So he left me. I don't really have any other money-making ideas. I thought my uncrusted bread was going to make me millions, but clearly if it is already being made, then I can't do that. So back to the drawing boards. I have to think of other life things that I could do to make life easier. Like, you know how like somebody invented that thing called the Flippin' Fold? And it could fold your shirts real easily. Well, we should create something like that for folding fitted sheets. Because a lot of times fitted sheets you just ball up and you put in the linen closet because there's no real way to fold them. So if I could create this one thing that would allow me to fold fitted sheets perfectly, I think that could make me, you know, a cool $300-$400. And then after that, I haven't really thought about it. You know, I don't think I'll make too much money. But I'm sure that I could create some type of, like, video game that was more like real life, where, like, you have to go home and pay your bills and stuff. So little kids can, like, actually see that what it's like, and they don't have to just sit at home. And
I love it.
All that kind of stuff.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
A video game.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I love it.
It's talking about a video game that I could design that shows kids what it's like in real life where you have to, like, pay bills and go to a crappy job.
They should.
And cut the grass and stuff.
They should, because I had no idea.
Right?
I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
No, and, like, they should have, like, a bank account that they have to try and manage.
Or a
and then purchase cars and stuff?
If you know, it should have been a class in school, but that's just me. I don't know why it wasn't.
Dummies.
They already have a video game for that.
Oh, Molly just wanted me to know that there's already a video game for that.
Oh! Strike two, Adam.
I think she's calling it The Sims.
Oh!
Three pets? Sims 3 pets.
Oh, the Sims 3 pets.
I see.
You have to go to a bad job and everything?
It comes with, like, adoption services, and there are burglars in it.
Burglars?
Yeah, like, they stole my couch.
Stole your couch?
They did.
That sounds awful.
You should lock your doors.
You were there watching it.
Burglars stole a couch?
Came in and stole my couch.
Did you watch them? Terrible. Did she watch them steal her couch?
Yeah, she watched them steal her couch. Why didn't she stop them?
I tried to. I called the police.
No, she called the police, but the police didn't do anything.
Yeah, of course.
They came there, and it didn't help because the burglars were gone.
I want to talk to Molly.
The dogs were burglars.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second. Come here, Molly. Millie wants to talk to you.
Hi.
Hi.
Millie, say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Millie.
Hi.
Hi.
You don't have to all keep saying hi.
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 My mac and cheese are ready.
Her mac and cheese is ready. Why aren't you eating it?
Molly had macaroni and cheese, too.
Oh.
Yeah!
Hers were Monsters, Inc.
Oh. Ours were Dollar Tree.
Ooh.
Just a dollar.
What are those shaped like? Trees and dollars?
If only.
That's like circles.
Like circles?
Oh, okay.
More like elbows.
Uh-huh. Elbows!
Like rainbows.
Like rainbows.
Like rainbows? That's even better.
Better.
Dave, like elbows.
Sorry.
Like,
sorry.
Elbows.
Huh?
Hey,
huh?
Hey, Molly, I want to go in your room with you.
She wants to go in your room.
Wants to go in Molly's room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she comes to visit, she can play in Molly's room.
Yeah, I got a bunch of things.
She's got a bunch
of
dolls
and stuff.
Hey, I think Sarah's coming to town with Millie.
Yep.
And,
Hey, Molly. Hey, you want to go in my room?
Yeah. When I come, I'll play in your room.
She's coming. They're going to come right after you go to St. Louis. You're going to go into her room, and then she's going to come in your room.
Yep.
Mind blown.
It's going to be
I got
incredible.
Mickey Mouse.
Got Mickey Mouse.
I got the Mickey Mouse.
Toy. Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. Toy?
Mickey Mouse.
At least one.
Mickey Mouse.
All of them.
Yep.
That's impressive.
They got Woody's.
I got Woody's. That's a different story.
Mommy got one Woody too. I got Sesame.
Oh, David.
And
Woody. Mommy's got a Woody too.
Dave.
And I got Jesse and Woody.
Jacquette's
perfect
for the whole family. I posted it on the Facebook page, everybody.
Oh, good.
Oh, Molly, you want to watch Yabba Gabba Show with me?
Yeah!
All right, Millie, go and finish your mac and cheese. Say bye-bye. Say bye, Molly. No. Say bye in the microphone. Millie. You going to say bye-bye? We're not. Go eat your mac and cheese. We're still going to be here.
Okay.
And that was Millie and Molly's segment.
Say see ya.
See ya, peeps.
Peeps. We're going to have them do their own show.
That was nice, Dave. I'm sure everyone loved it.
I'm sure. I'll cut all that out.
Did Ryan call yet?
Not yet. He's going on break as we speak. Lori says she's R-O-F-L-ing. I don't know what that means. I'm not a kid.
I've been rolling on the floor laughing,
oh,
right?
Ha ha, ha ha. Adam, since he hasn't called in yet, we're taking this old school, since it's just you and I.
Uh-huh.
I decided to look up some information.
Uh-oh.
I've got here 10 things you never knew about Family Matters.
All right.
Have we done this yet?
Nope.
Oh.
I don't think.
This is one thing that I've always known, that Harriet Wilson played a lower level elevator operator. Operator before, where she landed the bigger gig as matriarch of the Winslow clan role. So she was on Perfect Strangers.
Before she was?
Yeah, she was on Perfect Strangers before she was on... Yeah, she was on.
Was it a spinoff?
It was a spinoff. She was on. She was on for two seasons, and then they went to got their own show. No, Molly went back to her room. Millie, go watch Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yep.
Please. Ugh, I hate Answers.com, by the way.
Oh, because it takes so long.
It takes so long. Listen to this. It says here, there's a picture of Steve Urkel. Oh my god. It shows me 15 minutes long when I edit the whole thing down. Everyone knew that Urkel wore his pants extremely high, but not many people stopped to think about the comfort of wearing your pants this high.
And, yeah, it's probably not comfortable at all.
People spelled wrong. Thank you, answers.com.
Is it Peepel?
In fact, Steve Urkel hiked up pants were so extremely uncomfortable for his private area. Actress Kelly Shingru Williams said the entire crew used to wince for him.
Massaged them?
no, they winced for him every time he needed to raise his leg.
Wow.
So that was quite painful to watch, I bet.
And he had that cool little car, didn't he?
He did have a little car, and that's one of these things.
I think it was an expensive car.
Did you know Steve Urkel was the breakout character, but do you know that he actually was auditioning for Saved by the Bell at the same time?
I'm losing you.
I see that. Yeah, he was going to be on, he was auditioning to be on Saved by the Bell. Steve Urkel.
He was?
Yeah.
Who was he going to be?
Who knows? This would have been probably the Miss Bliss era.
Wow.
Or he would have been AC Slater.
One or the other, right?
One or the other. Let's see. Any other interesting facts? I can tell you that, before this loads, that this was not the original theme song. The original theme song was, do you remember, do you know what the original theme song was?
No.
No? I'm waiting for it to tell me. I'm guessing that was the next question, but I could be wrong. Or the next thing. It was, What a Wonderful World.
What a Wonderful World. Really?
Yeah, that's what it said.
The Satchmo song?
Yeah. Did you know this show went on for 9 seasons for 200 episodes?
Wow.
It was,
aren't The Simpsons at like 2,000 episodes?
No, that's not a real show.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Family Matters was on longer, had more episodes than The Cosby Show.
What?
They had 212, Cosby only had 202. There's that tiny...
All right, that is pretty awesome.
There's that tiny car. God, this is taking so long. In one episode, Urkel gets a car to fit his personality. It said he had a chalkboard that he can write down his estimated speed instead of a speedometer. but it's actually a BMW Aceta, an extremely rare and expensive vehicle for the era. It is now considered a classic in at trade shows and auto shows. This goes on for far too many pages.
And Urkel had it.
And Urkel had a little tiny car. Days gone. Oh, here's that theme song.
Thing.
Oh well, let's just stop here with the Urkel facts. And what's the name of the dad in this show?
Reginald Vell Johnson.
Reginald Vell Johnson. The show is still brought to you by Reginald Vell Johnson, who may or may not be gay.
He is. Totes gay.
Totes magotes.
Yep, totes my goats.
Adam, you posted this on Facebook yesterday, or the day before.
I did.
Can you explain what this is?
What am I talking about?
About the Excel spreadsheet?
Oh, I didn't post it, I just liked it.
Oh, okay. Well, you liked this post.
Because I thought it was funny.
Can you go on and explain what we're talking about?
A gentleman went on, he kept an Excel spreadsheet of all the times that his wife... turned him down for intercourse. And the excuse that was made. So, like, one of them was like, I'm too dirty.
I feel sweaty and gross. I need a shower.
And then she was like, or she's like, I just got back from the gym. I'm too gross. And then he would like, so she turned me down there, but then didn't take a shower until the next morning.
Exactly. Some of the better excuses. I'm watching my show while she was watching Friends. Rerun.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They did have sex, and then it's the next one. I'm still tender from yesterday.
That's right.
Must not know.
I'd see that one. I take that's a good one.
He's like, yeah, you are. I'm trying to watch a movie, and then she fell asleep.
Unless
minutes.
She didn't mean it.
Yeah. Well, she's probably, according to all the posts that came up, did you read all the comments?
No, is it funny?
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know about funny. But
are they awful?
They tore this guy to pieces. They all went, it's hard to say, especially since they're not on here anymore. But most of the guys were saying that she was cheating on him and getting it someplace else.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Like, if she's not doing it with you, she's doing it with somebody else. And all the women started going, we're not sex objects. You know, we're not here just for sex. You know, it's a two-way street. And then it turned and said, listen, this woman is gross. She went to the gym and didn't take a shower. Like, you're better off without her. Like, why would you want to sleep with her? So that is
funny.
That was pretty funny. I can relate to some of these excuses. And if you put this up against my spreadsheets, it would look very much the same. No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a spreadsheet, per se. But yes.
I don't.
You don't? Well, of course
like
not.
I wouldn't, like, are they excuses? I mean, clearly, if the person wanted to, they would.
Well, they did it in the entire month for a month and a half that he tracked it. They did it 1, 2, 3 times in a month and a half.
Right.
Some of my favorites were, I'm not feeling good, I ate too much. Let's see, I might be getting...
Have you ever eaten too much, Dave?
I have, but I pulled it together.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel good.
Well, so I might be getting sick, and then I still don't feel 100%, and then I need a shower, I feel gross.
Right.
So, yeah, she goes to the gym a lot and does not shower.
Yeah, that is pretty gross.
That's pretty gross. But that brought me to one of the links that was on
unless
here.
Unless she doesn't exercise well.
What do you mean she doesn't exercise well?
Maybe she doesn't exercise enough. Because maybe she doesn't break a sweat.
Ah, so she doesn't need to. She doesn't need to shower. Then why does she feel gross?
I don't know.
All right. Well,
yeah, I don't know.
It's summertime. And one of the links on here was for the, this was the top 22 romantic love songs for summer.
Oh. Let's hear this.
Days and nights. Hold on. I got to stop the Family Matters theme from going.
Oh.
It was still nonstop. So let's see. I don't know if this is any in particular order. But
okay.
This is on Spotify, in case you're wanting to hear it. This was number 22. Expired authorization token. What the hell's happening to me here? All I want to do is to play music illegally over the airwaves.
And it won't let you do it?
And it won't let me do it all of a sudden. I was listening to this all afternoon. Well, while this is starting to reload. Okay, here we go. I was going to say, do you have any songs that come to mind when you think of summer and romance?
Summer and romance?
Summer and romance.
No.
All right, well, I've got some ideas. We've got some ideas for you. Songs,
all right,
songs that you can listen to while you're having your summer romances.
Okay.
This is Your Summer Dream by the Beach Boys.
Drive your car down to the sea.
I don't know this song.
I really like the Beach Boys, but this song, this guy, whoever it was singing there, didn't sound very good.
No. All right.
Right?
Well, number 21, Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card.
Oh, that's a good song. There's a place off Ocean Avenue. That doesn't sound very romantic, but...
No. Number 20, Sundress by Ben Queller.
Mm.
Do you know this person?
No.
Some sort of long-haired hippie?
Never even heard of it.
Sounds like a guitar guy. Yes, ma'am. In a few minutes, Millie. All right, so then we go to Summertime Sadness by Lana Del Rey. This is also bringing me down. How is this? Is this romantic?
I guess.
All right, Surfboard by Cody Simpson. She caught up in that new California love. This sounds like a summer song, but I wouldn't say romantic summer song.
Yeah, me neither.
Home by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. This sounds like it could be at the end of a romantic comedy.
Yeah, I would believe that.
Oops, hit that again, didn't I? How about When the Sun Don't Shine by Best Coast? Fun song.
Yeah.
How about Buzz Cut Season by Lord?
Unless it's that Royal song.
Lord.
I don't particularly care for her all that much.
Well, this is another song. Buzz Cut Season. Must
That's
be
right.
It's like summer. Buzz Cut Season. How about Summer Skin by Death Cab for Cutie? Summertime Clothes by Animal Collective, which would just be like shorts and a tank top.
Right, I think so.
Flip flops. Nope. Strawberry Wine.
Already awful.
By Dina Carter. Feeling it. Slide guitar. He was working through college. All right. Too old for this song. It's The Summer Love by Justin Timberlake.
I know that song.
This is the top 10 at this point. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Lori doesn't know any of these songs so far. Oh, but she does know Justin.
I'm sure she does.
I don't know this song. How about Sea Legs?
I know it.
How about Sea Legs by The Shins?
Nope.
Nope. Sarah has this.
I hope Wipeout's on there.
Wipeout! Now, this is according to... this is Summer Love Songs. According to this website, Pop Sugar.
Ah, yes.
All right.
Pop Sugar.
Summer Love Songs.
Oh, I know this one. Summer Love. Do, do, do.
Having a blast.
Summer loving. Happened so fast.
We'll sing this on the cruise as well. Closer by Tegan and Sarah. A little bit closer. Don't they do Everything is Awesome?
Yeah, they do.
I'm Yours by Jason Mraz.
I'm going to see him in concert.
What?
Yes.
Aren't you a hipster?
Looking real forward to that. No way. Hipster is the old 97.
Hells yeah. Who are coming to town?
Yeah, that's totes hipster, Dave.
The old 97s are coming to Orlando the weekend of the wedding. So we will not be here when the old 97s are in town.
Wah, wah.
I'm a little upset. I almost don't want to go to the wedding. All right. Top five, Adam. I'm going to have you just... I'm not even going to say who they are. I'm going to have you name them.
All right. It's Bob Dylan?
Nope.
No. Here's a hymn to welcome
in the day. This is the called June Hymn by the Decemberists.
Oh.
All right, you'll get this one.
Okay.
And I will have to kick you in the balls as well.
It's the Dixie Chicks.
No?
Oh, no, it's not. It's Taylor Swift. Our song.
Well, there's your kick in the balls.
Yep. Our song is Slam Screen Door.
All right. Sarah would know a lot of these songs, by the way, if she were here.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I could
Bill Johnson.
Ooh, you're very close. No, close.
Did I get the first name wrong?
You got the first name wrong, yeah.
Right. I can't think of what his real name is then.
Jack Johnson. Better Together.
Yep.
These guys have been on here once before.
I have no clue.
The Decemberists with Summer Song.
Okay.
And this one, if
somebody really likes the Decemberists.
Yeah, if you don't know this song.
Did it? Is it Jack and Diane?
It is.
By John Cougar Mellencamp?
By John Cougar Mellencamp. Perfect timing.
Hey, we're being called.
We are being called.
Little Diddy.
About Jack and Diane. Hello, who is on the line, caller?
Go ahead, caller.
Yep, he's gone.
Oh.
That was fast. Maybe he'll try to call back.
I thought we said to screen these calls, Dave.
Oh, we tried.
Who's screening the calls?
That's me. I'm trying to call him back. Whoever this is.
Was that the number one song? Was Jack and Diane?
Jack and Diane. Well, yeah, I don't know if it was in any particular order.
Right.
But according to the spot.
But who the hell, the Decemberists? I've never heard of those guys.
If Sarah were here, Sarah would be like, oh, I know the Decemberists. They're awesome.
She's cooler than us.
She is
that's
cooler.
For sure.
She is far more of a hipster than we are.
Yes, that's very true.
Ryan O was trying to call in. Something went terribly wrong. Because he got disconnected. But we can't stop this train. It's running.
That's right. Sorry.
We're rolling. Adam.
Yeah?
I posted this on my page earlier today, and I got to go find it again. This goes under the I can't believe it's not Florida section. This happened in Illinois. It says here.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Now it's loading in. I'm getting a text message at the same time.
Yeah, I got one too.
Oh, it must
no
be.
No reception.
Oh, that's a blue.
I'm going to respond back.
Okay.
No ticket.
It says here, Illinois woman posts selfie leaks to her arrest.
Oh, that's right.
Hilarious.
Idiot. Like, complete buffoon.
So this woman in West Frankfort, Illinois, then, like, surprisingly, not Florida, she shoplifts from the store. Like,
yep.
This crazy leopard print multicolored dress. And she gets away with it. And then this is from Morty's Boutique. Oh Morty. They watched a surveillance video of the woman allegedly stealing the dress from their store. That's when they went to social media to say, has anyone seen this dress? They didn't put a picture. They didn't put her face. They didn't put a description of her. They just said, has anyone... we posted just the word saying, if anyone sees a leopard-colored dress, let us know about it and come tell us. Call us or text us. And then at 6:30, they got a picture saying someone had posted, I love my new dress. And she took a selfie of herself in her new dress that she's just stolen.
That she had just stolen, a.k.a. complete moron.
Makes you feel better about yourself, doesn't it?
It does.
In your life.
All the silly things I've done. Pale in comparison to what this woman has done.
This is a whole law-breaking thing.
Right? Social media strikes again, Dave.
Again, you just gotta... I don't know. You just gotta not post your crimes on social media.
Right?
You know,
seems like it's not that hard of a thing to do.
When it comes to shoplifting or murdering someone, you don't want to post about it on social media.
At least she didn't say, like, hey, look at the new dress I stole.
That's true.
Like, she was just posting it, and It just so happened that someone knew that she couldn't afford that dress or something like that, you know?
Exactly. So silly. Ryan created a new theme for us.
Oh, he did?
It's called Dave's Email Bag.
Okay.
Let's take a gander listen. A gander?
Let's hear it.
Dave is gonna check emails. Some are cool, the others are a drag. Dave is gonna read emails. So let's check out Dave's Email Bag.
Wow.
So there you go.
He's fancy pants.
He is fancy. Let's see. I'm in my email bag as we speak. And it says, I got an email from a Shen Fu.
Oh, good.
He says here, there's an account executive needed. Fu Industrial Company Limited is searching for an account executive who can develop and manage a network and partnerships with potential customers in their locality. Locality. Demand.
What?
Locality.
That's a word?
It is on the Beverly Hillbillies. In this locality. Demand and processing of payments from delinquent customers. Consistent emailing and consistent emailing and calling is all that is required. Base salary plus commission. Work from home or office at your leisure.
If don't do it, Dave.
If interested, I can furnish you with more details. Thank you.
Yeah, don't do it.
He's going to furnish me.
Don't do it. It's not worth it.
It's a Bosma Georges. It's just the subject CCCP.
Oh.
Isn't that like, what does that stand for?
Isn't that Russia?
I thought so. That's all it said. That's the subject line. And it said, forward this email to attorney Brian Williams for proof of claims.
From the Beach Boys?
I guess so.
He's a lawyer now?
I guess so.
Wow.
Some things you don't know about. And those are the most interesting.
Right?
Mrs. Hornovakova Buzinina wrote me, can we please have a business, or can I please have a business talk with you?
Oh.
And then the other two emails are all in Spanish.
Hmm. And everyone knows that you're not Spanish.
I'm not, well, no. I'm Spanish, I just don't speak Spanish. The others are
dragged.
Oh. Aaron sent me, or sent the group a text just now, saying that, unless you replied too. In a moment. That's the, when you said, no tickets, it's tonight. That's mean, Dave. You all could have just told me I wasn't welcome. What?
She's saying that.
She's saying that she tried.
That she could have made it tonight.
Of course. Of course she's saying that.
I'm going to write, Dave said you were under the weather.
That's what I said.
And is that not true?
That's what Sarah told me.
Oh. Sarah told him.
Adam, I have been missing American,
in action?
American Ninja Warrior every week to do this show.
You have?
I have. It's been back.
Do you have DVR?
I don't have DVR, but it's on. It has been on demand, except for last week's episode. Not yet. Except for last week's episode.
With that girl that can go crazy?
What?
With that girl?
Casey.
Yeah.
Katzenzero? Katzenzero? She, is the first woman to complete the warped wall in the history.
I want to do things with her.
In the history. Well, you'll have to get through Brent Stephenson to do that.
I can.
He's a four-time Ninja Warrior Mount Midoriyama contender. He made it all the way to, he made it all the way to the third stage before falling.
Why did he fall?
He just ran out of arm strength, I believe. I think he's the first man, the first American to get through the ultimate cliffhanger. But for the past,
which one is that?
That's the one on the third stage where it's just a giant wall, and you only have the cliff is just like as big as your fingertips. And it just keeps going up and up and up. And then you have to go across these tiny pieces to get all the way around.
Yep.
So he's, I think he was the only American who, or the first American ever to conquer that wall. But his girlfriend, he's been training her, and the last 2 years he's gotten knocked out of the first round because of the curse. Because anyone who gets...
What's the curse?
Well, anyone who gets that far usually stops thinking about the first round, and they think, oh, I just...
And only training for the others?
Exactly. And then they end up screwing up in the first round, and I call it the Shingo Yamamoto.
Yes.
Shingo Yamamoto is a ninja all-star for the original Japanese show, and he made it to the final, to the final round a couple times, but it really hasn't made it past the first round in years. Poor bastard. But this girl, Casey, she's the first woman to make it up the warp wall, and the first woman... And the first woman to try to complete the whole first stage of Ninja Warrior. Nope, he's gone again.
Does Mount Moriyama, is that the...
Mount Midoriyama? Just that,
where they have to, like, climb the rope and then do the...
The spider climb?
Yeah.
Well, it all depends. We don't know what Mount Midoriyama will be this time.
But it's just, like, a one shot up, right?
It's one shot up, and you only have, like, 30 seconds to do it.
Oh, gotcha. And so it's a time thing.
Well, at least the Japanese version was timed. And that's the question I'm going to have to wonder when the Americans go to the finals, because she completed the first round, the first woman to finish the first round.
But in like 12 minutes,
yeah,
it
took her over 9 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
Which is not very fast. So I give it to her for finishing, because I wouldn't be able to do that. But if she were competing in Ninja Warrior, I think they only have like 4 minutes to do that whole thing.
Oh, really?
Usually. But they, you know, what they ended up doing here is they combined a lot of first round and second round obstacles. So maybe when they go to Japan...
Yeah, like the ones where she had to run across the very beginning part with the water and the tilted ramp things.
No, that's usually in the first round.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But wasn't what she did the second round?
No, she did. She had to do... Well, no, I mean, she did the extended first round. But usually, in fact, the extended first round would just be the first round in the Japanese version. So the qualifying round that the Americans did in the first weeks of the American Ninja Warrior, that was half of what the Japanese would do for the stage one. Does that make sense?
Gotcha.
So when they did the quarterfinals, what they're doing right now. Now they're actually running the full stage one, and they're changing it around, and it's rough. I mean, they made the people 2 weeks ago do the body prop, like holy crap!
What is that?
That is when you have to put your hands and feet on two different sides of the wall and move with your hands and feet across.
Oh yeah,
the walls, two different walls, hanging yep. over water.
Yep, I remember that.
So. Yeah, so she made it. So congratulations to her. I couldn't do it. I mean, I've watched it, and I'm like, oh, it's rough on the arms, man, and not rough on the hands. So congratulations to her. Her name again is Casey. Two other.
She had to jump from those poles.
Yeah, she's a gymnast, so she yep. can do it. And you know what's funny is
super hot too,
and fit.
Yeah.
The first few years, it was all parkour. Those all the parkour runners
right?
were the ones who were doing it. Now, it's been a mixture of gymnasts and rock climbers.
Okay.
Because
the rock climbers, I think, are the guys that have a better chance, right?
Yeah, they have the upper arm strength, and they've got the grip strength that the parkour guys didn't have.
They just jump around.
Right, they can do the big leaps, and they can you know do the big jumps. But what the mountain the rock climbers have is that grip strength, and the gymnasts, of course, have the big jumping ability. And as long as they're working their grip strength, they can do it. So it's exciting. It's exciting. I'm hoping that it's going to be on demand tomorrow, so I can watch it. If not, I'll be sad.
Would you be able to make it past the first round?
No.
The first obstacle, I mean.
Yes. I can make it past. I can make it past the first obstacle. I don't know if I would. In that last one that I saw, I don't know if I'd be able to do the log drop. I'd really have to work.
Yeah, that one looks ridiculous.
I'd really
hard.
Have to work on my grip strength.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember. Well, I mean, I can watch it now, but it won't make much of a.
No.
It won't be good for.
We should be on Wipeout.
I would love to be on Wipeout.
That one's better.
But I can't because I work for the company.
Oh, you're an employee.
The swing chain thing that she had to do where she had to jump on the swing chain to the rope net, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
And then the hoops on the pegs, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, that was insane, too. The whole thing's insane.
And then I don't know if I couldn't do the warped wall, at least not in the shape that I'm in. Salmon ladder I couldn't do. Whatever it was, that pole thing that she was doing where the bars kept moving up and down. I don't know. I couldn't do that. And she had to jump for that. That was crazy.
Yeah.
And then that pole thing, that was rough. But I've seen people do that faster in the Japanese version. And then the spider
climb. That had to jump from to the next pole?
And then the spider climb. Oh. She was insane. But Adam, we have pushed our way through an hour's worth of material.
Look at that nonsense.
Look at that. An hour, and we have to call it.
Yep.
Because I got to go pick up Crafty Sarah.
That's right. Got to go get her.
Got to go get her. But Millie wanted to ask you a question before we go. Millie,
okay.
You can go quick. Ask Adam a question. Millie also does not understand what the word quick means.
Okay.
So here she goes. She's ambling up to the microphone.
Okay.
She's brushing the hair out of her face. Okay, Miliana, go.
Adam, I talk to Molly.
Hold on 1 second. Let me get her. You can talk to her real fast.
Oh my God.
Molly, come here. Okay, ready? Right, she's coming, and you can talk to her real fast. Okay, here we go.
Hi, Molly.
Millie wants to talk to you again. Yeah, all right, here she is.
Hi.
Here she is.
Hi.
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 I got the cowboy.
You did?
Uh-huh. A toy cowboy.
What cowboy?
Is it Woody?
Woody.
It is Woody.
Woody.
That's fun. Do you have Elsa and Anna?
Uh huh. No, not the
Talk in the microphone.
One.
Talk in the microphone.
I don't have a toy Anna.
Oh, but you have a toy Elsa?
Mm hmm.
Cool.
Oh, thank you.
That's fun.
All right, Millie. It's the end of the show. Do you have anything to say before we go?
Maria, you want to go and see Daddy's car clean and Mommy's car clean?
We cleaned our cars
yesterday. Yeah.
What are we going to see?
We cleaned our cars yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
Your car's color red.
All right. Well, Miliana, did you have a good show tonight?
No, I'm gonna talk to him.
Well, we got to go because we got to go pick up Mommy.
Yeah, it's time to go get your mom, but we'll talk again some other time.
What's your color car? What's your color?
Broken.
My color car is silver, like your mom's.
Oh, it's white.
No, my car is white.
Oh.
My car is white. All right, Adam.
My color car is like your mom's. Yep.
Mario. No, Millie, we gotta go. So, Adam, do you have anything? You have anything to plug for the upcoming week?
Not right now.
What mom's doing?
Mommy's at work. Does Molly have anything coming up in the upcoming week?
Nope.
No.
Nope. Okay. Millie, do you have anything coming up in the upcoming week? What are you doing for the upcoming week?
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. All right. And we're probably buying a new car next week, so
No.
We'll have something to talk about.
So, oh, gosh. Okay.
AWOApodcast@gmail.com.
Molly, Mommy's car is not working right.
Oh, it is?
It's not. Yeah, no.
No.
Millie, can you say another waste of a podcast? Say it. Say another waste of a podcast. There you go. Another Waste of Podcast, awoapodcast@gmail.com. They'll send us those emails. Go to awoapodcast.wordpress.com to go to our page where you can download all 140 episodes of our show, plus bonus shows like Dave and Nick go to a large Swedish big box store. We've got things coming up, big things coming up in the next few months. We got a cruise. Sarah's going to St. Louis, so Adam, you're going to have to record a show while you're there.
Okay.
A show without me.
Molly, you got some toys.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got some toys. So,
Molly, what's your name of toy?
She's got lots of them.
A lot.
Hey, Millie, can you say see you, see you, see you?
What's your name?
Listen, Millie, we've got to go. Mommy's going to be mad. We got to go. So say bye.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Adam, Millie, Molly, Lori, who stuck it out in the chat room, super contributor Matt, who was in the chat room earlier. On behalf of the rest of the folks who are not here, let's all do this again sometime. See you, see you, see you, see you, see you.